Well, I'm done with that then, okay? All right, will y'all help me with something this morning? I tell you what, I'm going to say something and y'all repeat it, okay?
Okay.
All right, but we're going to sing this, okay?
Okay.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
And I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
You're perfect in all
Come
your
on.
Ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're
Thank
my
God
Lord.
Thank God and I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
I want to see your kingdom come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done. Yeah.
Not my will, but yours be done.
I like that, church. I like that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't that fun?
Go ahead.
So he's a lion in the tribe of Judah. He's the root, the offspring of David. Yes. He's the lily of the valley.
Yeah.
He's my bright and morning star. Don't get me started this morning, y'all. Woo! Yeah. It's good to be in the house of God again this Sunday.
Right.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I got to spend the day with the preacher yesterday. When you think you know it all, take a ride with a preacher. Amen. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But I tell you what, y'all. Well, I'm not going to divulge that information, but it was Jack Ernest. But anyway, we had a great time yesterday. It's been an awesome weekend so far, and it's going to be even better. It's awesome to be around such men that know so much about the Word. I consider it a blessing to be right next to Dad and Nana, and then have them, and then a lot of the pastors of AGEA, and then Jim and Connie Childs. I get to have them, and Sister Shirley.
Amen.
I mean, it's awesome to be around that. We're blessed here. We have extraordinary people that really know and understand the Word of God. And that goes a long way in my book, you know, because this time is coming to an end, believe it or not. The Bible is fulfilling, and it seems like it's more rapid now than it used to be. I could get in some things I really don't need to speak on, but prepare yourself. Stay in the graces of God. Keep your feet planted on the Word and stand on the rock. Amen?
Amen.
Because it's coming. And we don't know the hour. I just had a cousin to pass away this morning. 32 years old. 33 years old. Ovarian cancer took this lady away from here. The devil's working overtime, and we don't really pay attention to that. Amen? So we need to beware. We need to beware. But anyway, I'm done with all that. Just excited to be back here and get my praise on. Amen?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. I hear the voice of one crying. Hallelujah. I hear a voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, Come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus. As sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet. Your love be seated and your love be street. Every child out playing by the wrong front door. Every baby lying on the bedroom floor. Every dreamer dreaming with their head in job. Every driver driving. Revival, bring them all back home. Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. Can you feel a new life? You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of the spirit. Your burdens down, lay your burdens down. Oh, revive, oh, revive us, Jesus. Yes, send your spirit, Lord. Church, hit me right here. Revive us. Revive us. Revive us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good to be back in the house of God. You ever do something in life and you quit for a minute and you feel like you're out of place when you quit? You feel like something's missing? That's the way it should feel when you're Christian. That's the way it does feel when you're Christian and you step away from the Lord. This big hole appears, and you wonder what that hole is. It's because you stepped out of the covering of the Lord. Oh, yeah. I've been there and done that. I've learned since I've been in the ministry that a lot of our problems that we bring God, blame the Lord for, we bring it on ourselves. Oh, amen. We bring it on ourselves. When we try to let our flesh dictate what we need to do in certain situations, situations normally we have no control over to begin with, and then we get frustrated and we step out of the blessings of God, and there it is. There's a big old open can. There's a bigger hole in your life. I know it's hard to do. I know it's hard to sit back and watch a family member in distress or just anything in that line. We just got to stand fast on the Word of God, stand strong, and we'll make it through this. And like I said, we'll make it through it with the help of God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, man. Oh, hallelujah. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. Hallelujah. You know church. It's hard for me. I see so many people out here that don't know God, and it's hard for me because we can't get the message through to them. And I know what the word says. You know, if you speak to one about the word and he rejects whatever you have to say, shake the dust off your feet and keep on stepping. To a degree. That's a paraphrase. But anyway. what are we going to do? Are we just going to, as a church, are we just going to sit by and let him go? I mean, how can we help people? How can we... I'm asking this because I want to know how can I improve on what I do to help more people? That's the question I ask myself. What can I do to make my light brighter? What can I do to show people that God is real, that heaven and hell exist? And you have a choice to make. What can I do that? I pray about it, for one. That's the first place I'll start. And the second thing I'll do is I ask God to give me guidance to show me how to strengthen myself. And why I need to share that with you guys this morning, I have no clue. But that's what was laid on my heart. For whom or whatever the case may be, we pray about it and we ask God to show us the way. I do that every Sunday before I walk up here. Amen?
I think that's a question we all have to ask ourselves, son. That's why you brought it up. You know, what am I doing out there? What are we doing? You know, am I relying on somebody else? Or am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
You know, I have fun at Walmart because it's very seldom I go in there without running into somebody that needs to hear from God. There's very seldom a time that when I'm around a body of people, especially my family, and I know that's a touchy spot, your family, I understand that, because I've got an uncle that I never thought would have a clue, and I got the courage up to say, hey, look, you know, our time on this planet is going to be short. I said, the Bible says life is but a vapor. I said, so it would please me to know if you know anything about God. And his answer was, well, yeah. He said, I believe in God. He said, I believe Jesus hung and bled and died for me. And it shocked me. I mean, it really shocked me. He told me, he said, well, I used to go to church when I was younger. And I can never remember that. And then I asked him, I said, well, why do you live the way you do? I said, why do you do the things you do? And he looked at me, he said, well, Ricardo, it's like this. He said, that doesn't stop me from asking God to forgive me. I said, but that's contradictory. He said, well, he said, it's like this. He said, I know as long as I believe in Christ, I'm all good. And I left alone. I left that alone because I do know about forgiveness. A lot of things I don't understand. But I believe at the end of the day, if we can get people to know God, to know He exists, to know He hung, bled, and died for us, there's hope. Yes, sir.
Point out about your own family not realizing. A lot of times when you ask the question and you find out, it takes the burden off of you because it's one less that you've got to worry about however they receive it, because He knows in His heart. What happened in our family, my wife, for shortly after my father passed away, was concerned my dad didn't go to heaven. And she finally got around to asking me after he's gone. Now, I know he accepted Christ for him, but she didn't know and she wasn't sure. So don't miss that opportunity to ask or present it, because you're always wondering, it's a burden on you for the ones that are left behind to be concerned about it. And now she was able to make peace with it because she was able to ask me after Dad died. But it was a concern for her for quite a while on how to even ask me, because she didn't want to be like, well, I don't want to make him feel bad. But when she did ask me, it made her feel a lot better that he was saved. You know, it's just that I was never concerned about your mother because of the way she acted. But people don't always show openly. People show their emotions different ways. The song you started with today is my favorite song. But I wasn't jumping around and clapping and running around like everybody, but that's my favorite song we all sing. Okay? And you know I enjoy that because I've told you before. But people react in different ways and they get more out of it. Just because I'm sitting here and not excited outwardly about it doesn't mean I'm not excited inwardly.
And I think that's the way it is with a lot of things, a lot of people that do sit quietly in church or in your family. But I want to bring this to your attention, something that I learned from Miss Laverne. When my uncle said when he used to go to church when he was younger, somebody planted a seed. Mm-hmm. Somebody planted a seed. So it's not that he doesn't know or didn't know. It's just that he may not be living to suit us. You see what I'm saying? So, but still, we have to know. And with that being said, we know that we have kids and we plant seeds in and they go astray. Don't worry about it. They know. That's the thing. They know. They know God. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? Up. Let the redeemed declare the love, and we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Offering buckets to come forth, please. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for another day, Lord God, that you have made. I thank you, Lord God, for the gift of this church, and I thank you, Lord God, for all you do here, Heavenly Father, for all you do here. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. There is one God. There is one God. He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one.
lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. Bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory?
Here's one of my favorite songs, really. Go ahead, King.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your bride away. How my soul
Citizens of heaven.
Yea, Lord, we greet thee on this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given.
We want to thank these individuals, amen? Miss Denise and Jerry Adamson. Amen. Bethany, Brian, Brenton, and my buddy back there. Ain't that right? Ain't that right, baby? That's right, that's right. Miss Phyllis and Shirley, and Kenny, Sherry, Sarah, Jimmy, and Gail. We want to give them a round of
applause.
Amen. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Amen. We're going to dismiss the praise and worship team, and we're going to do the
communion. Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine. Hallelujah. You know, you got no better friend than Jesus Christ. No better friend.